Well, hey there, hi there, ho there. It's episode 298 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for being here on a fine Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. Anything special going on in your life? I got some good news this week. My oldest son told me that I'm going to be a grandfather for the third time. How cool is that? There's a mini population explosion going on in our family. Besides having a third grandchild, I've got three nieces that have all had babies within the last few months, too. One of them now has three kids, her sister now has two, and a third, their cousin, just had her first child. So when the entire family gets together, we practically need an entire room just for the nursery. And the best part about it is that I don't have to change any of their diapers. I did diaper duty on all my kids, and now it's particularly rewarding to be able to just sit back and let the next generation take up the mantle. One more thing before we get started. I don't want to give short shrift to the nieces' husbands. Each one of them are truly great guys. They are really involved daddies, and I'm so glad that they're a part of the family. We are blessed indeed. Now, today we're on track two, which means we're going to finish the book of Colossians with the reading of chapters 3 and 4. The timing of us arriving here at this particular time is, in my mind, truly a God thing. We'll talk more about that after the reading. So, let's go. Again, by the way, our translation this week is the New King James Version. Let's begin. Colossians chapter 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Colossians chapter 4. Masters, give your bondservants what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak to the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I'm sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justice. These are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea and those in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are in Laodicea, and Nymphas and the church that is in his house. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation by my own hand, Paul. Remember my chains. Grace be with you. Amen. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, as you listened, did you guess which verses I was talking about at the top of the episode when I said that the timing is a God thing? The main verse that just really caused me to almost stand up and cheer was chapter 3, verse 2. Here it is again. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Remember yesterday, I spent the entire day writing and producing an episode of the LifeSpring podcast, dealing with a Supreme Court decision on homosexual marriage, and then talking about it briefly to you on this podcast. And then, when we look at all the other turmoil in the world with ISIS, crazed gunmen killing people in church, the recent riots, etc., it's tempting to really just kind of get bogged down in the cares of the world. And then we come to this beautiful verse that reminds us that we really are just visitors on the earth. This is not our home. God is in control. He is our hope. He is our strength. He is our provider. He is our all in all. He is the great I am. Why should we focus on the things of the earth when this place will soon just pass away? Even if the earth lasts another 10 million years, which I doubt it will, that is nothing in light of eternity. Whatever the current crisis may be, it will pass in an instant, only to be replaced by the next crisis, and the next, and the next. Keep your eyes up, my friend. God is still in control, and He does not change. One day soon, we will be in His presence, and as the old hymn says, the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Hallelujah. I got the nicest comment about yesterday's show. Mike said, just listened to the June 29th, 2015 podcast. Awesome. You rock. And to God be the glory. Thank you for all your hard work to bring the Word of God to those who are willing to listen. If you ever think, is it worth it? I have to tell you, yes. 1,000% yes. Thanks again, Steve. Well, Mike, thank you so very much for that. I can't tell you how much of an encouragement it is to know that you feel that way. It is a great encouragement. And Mike, you rock. Blessings to you. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Just look for episode number 298. Or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Be sure to subscribe to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app, whether it be iTunes, Stitcher, my particular favorite is Pocket Casts, but whatever podcatcher you use, be sure to subscribe, because this is a daily Monday through Friday show, and I hope you don't want to miss an episode. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.